And joining us now for weekly analysis of the presidential race is the editor of our partner publication, Slate Magazine, Jacob Weisberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Alex. Thank you.
Jacob, President Bush now has come out and addressed the Swift Boat veterans ad directly. What do you make of his comments?
Well, I might take issue with the word directly in your question. I think it was a pretty squirrely denunciation of the ad, if that's what it was. He was asked repeatedly, will you distance yourself from this group and this ad? And he repeatedly answered one way or another, I'm against all the ads sponsored by these independent groups using the 527 provision, which you just explained.
Okay. Now, as Ron Elving pointed out, at one point, this particular ad did get into the president's remarks. This ad has really been the subject of a lot of talk over this weekend, with charges as whether or not Senator Kerry's heroic record in Vietnam, or what we know of it, is in fact true. Then there was a story over this weekend in the Chicago Tribune, an eyewitness account of what happened 35 years ago. Bring us up to date on that.
Yes, well, William Rood, who works at the Tribune, came forward with this story. It seemed quite reluctantly. He hadn't wanted to go back into his Vietnam experience. But he was one of the three Swift Boat commanders who was present at the episode when Kerry won his Silver Star, the most important of the medals he won in Vietnam. Kerry was another of the commanders, and the third one is dead. And Rood entirely supported Kerry's version of events and was very critical of these so-called Swift Boat veterans who weren't there, saying that the story happened a different way. So I think that was very helpful for Kerry, and the people on Kerry's side have certainly been hoping that they can turn this story around, not just prevent damage to their candidate, but actually make the issue Bush's encouragement of it. They would argue in some ways his, well, they can't call it sponsorship, but the fact that he condones this ad, try to turn it on the president.
Jacob, we also had former Republican senator and presidential candidate Bob Dole come out questioning the severity of John Kerry's Vietnam wounds. And both Mr. Dole and a new ad from the anti-Kerry Swift Boat group are criticizing the senator's anti-war protests, which he led after he came back from Vietnam. It looks as though that's what's really bothering some of these people.
I think that is at the root of it, Alex. They don't like that Kerry came back and opposed the war in the way he did as a veteran. And John O'Neill, who wrote the book that is behind all of the material in the Swift Boat veterans ad, has been Kerry's nemesis on this subject since 1971, when O'Neill was, in effect, the spokesman for the Nixon White House on it. Dole's statement, I thought, was very nasty. He essentially said that Kerry wasn't seriously hurt, that he exaggerated his injuries, and even seemed to support the idea that he'd somehow tried to get these three Purple Hearts as a way to get out of Vietnam early.
Opinion and analysis from Jacob Weisberg. He's the editor of Slate Magazine. Jacob, we'll talk to you again next week there in New York when the Republican convention convenes.
I'll be here and looking forward to it.
Thank you.